Look, it doesn't matter how many times you ask. The answer's still gonna be no. They'll get lost. Responsibility. And what responsibility am I taking for all this? You think just because I prevented you from making a stupid mistake... So what if I told you to do that? What if I say it was a test? You're stubborn. So what's your ideal goal here? I can't believe I'm listening to this. Do I look like I have time to fool around? The answer is no. You think being the vice leader of Toman is just a playground, don't you? Yeah, so I saved you. So what? You think that means something more than me arbitrarily acting on what I think is right? If you think it's deeper, honey, I'm sorry, but... scram. You're a pain in the ass. I don't know how else to put it. Don't you get it? This isn't a place you want to get involved with. None of this is good for you. And the sooner you realize that and turn the other way... Look... The delinquent world isn't very nice these days. Crime syndicates. Is that really what we stood for back then? Doesn't matter now. Mikey's changed. I'm not going to explain to you everything. It's an internal affair. What it means is none of your concern. Of course you would say that. You always want to know more. So what? You're into me. What does that change? Does it look like I return the feelings? Now scram while I'm being nice. Give it a fucking rest. I told you you don't know what you're getting up against. Not even with me. Unless you feel like wearing a target on your back, darling, this ain't for you. Keep on saying that. And just how am I supposed to take it, huh? You expect me to just bend, break, cave into you, huh? What do you mean, no? You said something about taking responsibility. What do you even mean by that? You've got a chip on your shoulder, punk. So what? If I take you serious, as you say, what does that even mean for me? You think I gain anything from this? What makes you think I had feelings for you? That was a one-off thing, darling. And you should know. I'm not that kind of guy. Clearly, in your mind, you think I'm better than I am. And for that, I feel kind of bad for you, if I'm honest. Don't usually even talk to someone this long. Least of all, a pain in the ass like you. Ow! What, did I deserve that in your book? Guess you can kick a bit. Nothing compared to Mikey, though. Not really saying much, but... You're not much of a fighter. You kinda suck. All things considered, well, you might be able to make a difference in a street brawl. You know how to deal with a knife? What about a gun? See that look there? That tells me all I need to know about you. You think you're pretty tough. You want to get into this lifestyle. You want to live it up with all these bad, terrible people you can beat up, huh? What happens when they win? You ever think of that? Then you end up in the hospital, paying repercussions for your actions. Then, you don't always get a second chance. I'm not gonna explain to you why, what that means. Because you don't deserve to know that. It's personal. What? Quit looking at me like that. You really think some puppy dog eyes are gonna change me? You think I'm soft? Bullshit. No softer than these goddamn hard knuckles, I'll tell you what. You don't know who you're dealing with, honey. And I think you better learn. Barking up the wrong tree might suit you well, but it doesn't. It doesn't for me. Look, what if I told you I'm into someone else then, huh? Calling me out straight to my face. Really? So you'd say I'm lying to you? On what basis, huh? The hell? How did you get that? Now I'm not playing around with you anymore. How did you fucking get that? Yeah, so? What's it matter now? It's too late for those things. It's all too late right now. And knowing that, you're still trying, huh? You remind me of myself in that way. Even I can admit that. It's not perfect, but it's something. But you really think that makes the difference? Makes up for how fucking annoying you are? Don't give me that. It's not like that. Just because you're an annoying little... You know what? For your sake, I'm not gonna finish what I was gonna say. But take it from me. This world ain't for you, honey. You're getting involved in something way bigger than you. Gangs ain't what they used to be. We started this when we were young. Yeah, you knew that too, huh? I guess you're more well-informed than I gave you credit. But being well-informed doesn't make you much better. Doesn't change anything. Unless you think you can change the face of the gang world. It ain't about delinquents anymore. Hasn't been for 12 years. Now it's about things getting more complicated. More weapons, more on the line. Law enforcement down our throat. And you know why? Because they did something unforgivable. They did something that makes me wonder why I'm still in Tomon. I care about Mikey. But that doesn't mean that I can't see the faults in what he's doing. I know how bad it got. Hell, you probably see it in the news and every other article. It doesn't matter. He's untouchable. And because he's untouchable, I have to... What do you mean by that? Cut what bullshit? You think what I'm doing is bullshit? You're lucky. I had half a mind to throw you right off this ledge. Right into that river down there. What? It'd cool your head. Not like you'd be in any danger. You can swim, right? Oh, shit. Well, that would have been awkward. Glad I had restraint then. For your sake. Well, you're still following me. Oh, you think I'm not telling the full story, huh? And so what if I ain't? You think I'd just break bread with an almost complete stranger? Look, Just because I bailed you out. And just because I almost set you up to. Doesn't mean that I... Look. I get that you joined. And I get that you're a part of this to a certain extent. Can't you see I'm trying to do you a favor? Even if you come with me, even if you do everything perfectly, doesn't mean you get what you want. It definitely doesn't mean you get to stay by my side. This is a serious game. It does some pretty terrible stuff. Sure, maybe it's not the worst one. But Mikey's lost himself. I've lost myself to a certain extent, too. Oh, cut the bullshit. You making all these assumptions based on my actions. And just what did I do to you? That made you believe in me that much. Cut the crap. What's your end goal? Guess to me right now. You look suspicious. Can't say why, but, you're joking, right? You absolute idiot. You think I was going in for a kiss? Jeez. Now you got me off. You pissed me off even more than you did a minute ago. What? Why would you even think that? You got a screw loose or something? You know what? Don't answer that. That stupid look on your face, that slight smug, tells me all I need to know. And what did I get myself into? And to think I was just looking out for you. You don't know when to quit. I was telling you to quit, and you looked at me with that. Thinking I was going in for a kiss when I was threatening you. God damn it. You know what? I don't even know what to say to you right now. If you're that insistent, you must have a damn good reason that you're not spitting out. So for now, I'll let you stay. But you're one hell of a distraction, I'll tell you that. How am I supposed to get anything done with you clinging to my arm like that? Massaging. That's your excuse? Tending to what? What injuries do I have? You're so full of it. Making any and all the excuses you can make to stay by my side. What do you even see in me? You still haven't told me that. Oh, God. Why did I even ask? So that's it, huh? I'm just your perfect ideal type or whatever. That's your whole reason for all of this? That can't be it. You're not telling me something. Darling, I can see right through you. So why don't you just spit it out? Secrets this, secrets that. You think that makes a difference to me? I said, don't bullshit me. I'm sick of this game. You have those catty eyes. Like you're hiding something. Like it's something messed up. Maybe just downright crazy. Part of me wants to know, just out of curiosity's sake. And part of me wants to kick your butt right out of here. Like I've said a million times before, you don't get the hint, do you? You're barking up the wrong tree, I said it. And what's a pipsqueak like you gonna do? How's the weather down there, huh? That's all you got? Next thing, you're gonna challenge me to... No, you fucking... little gremlin? Of course I'm not gonna accept that. If you really challenged me to a duel, you'd lose so bad that you would... I'd feel bad about it. You have the whole kicked puppy thing going on. I don't know about you, but I like animals. That's what you got? So what? You're insisting on this little challenge, and you think I'd just go along with it, huh? Arcade games? What kind of idiot challenges someone to a crane game that's rigged? You know what? Fair game. If it'll get you off my back, I'm willing to bet I can school you in it. Okay, if you win, what? A fucking date? Then if I win, you're out of here. You got it? If I win, you gotta at least leave me alone. Maybe I won't kick you out completely, because I've got a heart. And with how pathetic your attempt at stealing from that store was, well, I did have to stop you, to be fair. Don't even think about that. That whole situation was honestly kind of funny. I'll give it to you. For a comic relief character, you're not bad. Don't like that? Then I hope you win. Well, for my sake, I hope you don't. Cheater. No way you won 18 for 18. These things are rigged. Yes, it's elementary. Every kid on every block knows that. There ain't no way. You can't be that lucky. Best 18 out of 34. What do you mean that doesn't even... Math was never my strong suit anyways. Regardless, what makes you think I would accept it? Going back on my word? No. So what? What's your idea of a date anyways? Can't believe I'm even hearing you out. Well, there ain't any shops this way, sweetheart. You lost your mind somewhere winning all those prizes? Why the hell do I have to carry them, huh? Jeez. I'm the one doing you a favor. Stop pointing it out. Just because you got lucky doesn't mean you can get cocky like that. I was giving you a handicap in the first place. If it had been a fight, you would have lost in 2 seconds flat. Brains over brawn. How dare you? Why the hell are we loitering around here? If the cops see me, it ain't gonna be pretty. Huh? What? You're kidding, right? This is your idea of a date? Ain't we going too fast? You're out of your fucking mind. Just inviting me in like that. Look. I don't get why you're so into me. I don't even get any of this. But ain't dates supposed to be outside? What do you mean you're switching around the order? Whoever even does that, you're stupid. You know that? What do you mean I can't talk? Whether I won or lost is completely... That doesn't mean my intelligence is bad. Sure, the number thing, but I was always shit at math. What's your point? All right, you have some point. So what? You're just gonna sit there? I don't know where you got the idea that this would work, but I almost feel sorry for you. What are you gonna do, get mad? Go ahead. Maybe then your real feelings will come out. Get mad then. Hey, watch it. Idiot. How the hell did you manage to pull me over like that? Was it a fluke or you were hiding your talents, huh? Full of secrets. Always more questions. You ever gonna tell me anything? You say you like me. Drag me to your place after whooping my ass. Can't believe I'm saying that. Even if it was a crane game. Even then, what's the point of bringing me here? You think just because I tumbled over on top of you on this couch, things would escalate? Idiot. It's not that simple, is it? Sure. One thing can lead to another, but can you really say you wouldn't regret it? Because that answer is hard as hell to answer for me. I'm not gonna tell you why. Because there's nothing to really tell. It's just empty. I don't got a heart like that. Stupid. Even if you kiss me, nothing will change. They're happy now. It's not your fault. It's not anyone's. I don't know the first thing about this. I've been around it my whole life. Things like this, kissing and people moaning in the next room. What do you think it's like living in a brothel? I never thought I would understand what someone meant with a kiss. And I still don't. Does that disappoint you? Stupid. Another kiss won't change anything. You're pretty slow on the uptake, huh? Don't you get it? Doesn't matter how many times you kiss me, I'm not just gonna magically fall for you. I told you, right? I'm not that type of guy, really. Sure, you're attractive. What does that mean? The end of the day? Does it change anything? I feel attracted to you? Tell me, would it protect you from the enemy gangs kidnapping you? Possibly putting you in the hospital? Maybe even worse, putting you in the ground? How does that change anything? Do you know how many people I've cared about that I've watched go into their grave? Don't try and act like it's easy to love someone. It's not. Not even a little bit. If you make it out to be easy, it just proves how naive you are. Which, given the circumstances, I understand. I do. You ain't had that kind of life. You think love is a given. You think I'm just gonna fall for you just like that. I don't know how to break it to you. When your heart breaks one too many times, that's not that easy. No, so now you're gonna tell me you understand. What do you understand? Because to me, honey, it looks like you're just coping. Trying to make mountains out of molehills. Yeah, maybe it looks that way. I get it. Just because I've lost doesn't mean I can't love. What makes you think I want to? Take another chance. You know, whenever I've opened up in the past, it was too late. Everything was too late. So, why should I try again? You're impressive. The charisma is getting through, I guess. But that's not enough, honey. If you think you can fix me, you're dead wrong. But if you keep taunting me like that... Did you think I would say something cliched like that? You know, just because I'm into you physically, there's a disconnect. There's an emotional problem. God, it sounds so lame to say it out loud, but it's true. There's a part of me that can't let go of the problems that I caused, that I didn't solve before. And as much as I know you mean well, and I do, you're a pain in my ass because everything you're doing right now reminds me of someone I lost a long time ago. And that pisses me off. That's why I can't stand you. I kinda hate you. But there's sides of you I can't get over. I admit it. So what? What is it you want from me, really? You want to see me smile again? What's it to you? Again with the mysteries. And how do you know about that? I'm beginning to think you know a little too much about me. You ain't some spy from the other gangs, are you? Wouldn't matter. There's not much to learn. Even if you tried your best, there isn't too much to this story. You can try and write new pages, but it's a burned book. Good luck on those pages barely held together. Was never much into poetry or anything like that. Maybe I should have been. Judging by your expression. So spit it out. Why do you know so much about me? That's your answer? You know what? Screw it. I'll believe you. At least for now. And even if I do believe you, what does that actually change? Huh. So you knew some of them. Being able to name off the people I've lost. That's, impressive, I guess. What about it? Why are you crying? What kind of bullshit? Why are you crying for me? I didn't ask for that. Just because I've lost people near and dear to me, just because I'm losing Mikey, doesn't mean you get to shed those tears so easy. I get it. Never once been able to cry about it. Loss was always there. next thing you're gonna tell me, you always had this crush on me? No, huh? No cliched love stories here. Don't worry. I'm glad it's not. In fact, that was the most honest thing you've said so far. So when did it start, then? So you were skeptical of me way back when? You saw me at my worst, huh? And then you got obsessed. Kind of stalkery. I'm kidding. I wouldn't call what you're doing stalking. You just had a foot in the game already, didn't you? It was never that easy. Trying to make things right. And you lost some people in there, too. You were friends with Emma, weren't you? Huh. It would figure, wouldn't it? Don't worry about that. I'm sure she's in a better place now. So you're saying you'll take on my demons? I hate that wording, you know? I hate it a lot. Because I don't like the idea, and I never faced them down myself. Maybe you're right. Why does that end in a kiss? In love? I think it ends more in hate. Difference of opinion, huh? Suit yourself, then. I'll just go along for the ride. You won, after all. And what's it to me? It's not like chastity was ever something I actually cared about. So, you sure you want that? Don't look so guilty. After getting to know you, instead of having more questions, it's clear now. You're strong enough to defend yourself in certain ways. And I don't feel so bad getting you involved since you got involved almost 10 years ago. Listen, I'm not going to hold your hand about it. But if you really want to try and go steady with me, maybe you're right. Dwelling on the past, fixating on that hatred, it would just eat me up. I may have gotten away with a certain revenge. Revenge doesn't take away the pain. It's just getting even. Makes that hatred have a place to rest. But the hurt's still there. The scars, they don't go away. No matter how many times you try and hide them. They're always there. On your still beating heart. So, you meant those words? You're gonna take on this hellscape of my pain. You want to give me a shoulder to rely on. Love and care. Fine. What have I got to lose? And at worst, I'll kick your dumb ass to the curb if you lied about any of those things. You got that? You're not a bad kisser, all things considered. And I like the feeling you give me. As much as you're a pain I can bear. And the other pains seem a little less heavy. Go figure. Don't be stupid. Nothing's ever that easy. keep dreaming, moron. I guess I will too. You got your way like a spoiled brat. Why am I not surprised? And yet, maybe it was me who was spoiled rotten. I didn't know you cared this much. Anyone should be lucky to have someone who cares so much. Shut up. Don't make me annoyed. All your efforts so far got you a date, if you want to call it this. Hey, what's with those hands anyways? Ain't you getting too carried away? What the hell? You know what's bad? When the guy who grew up in a brothel is saying that. And that's what you think? You're full of it. Fine, do your worst. See if you could do anything. Fine, then. I'll admit one thing. Your persistence is impressive. I mean, a few times you look scared of me, yet you didn't look any less determined. Is that how it was? Fine. Suit yourself. Keep at it, then. Fine. I wouldn't stop you even if I had a mind to. You want to know why? I like the challenge. And that smug look. You think you can please me like that? Keep dreaming, honey. You're so full of it. But I don't hate that side to you. Your hands are soft. Tell you didn't do that much fighting. Maybe it's better that way. I don't mind that they're soft, mind you. Feels better that way. When you touch me. When I hold you. Hopefully mine aren't too rough that it bothers you. Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Blame yourself for that. You little gremlin. Your fault. Didn't look like I wanted to. Clean up your mess, come on. Never taking responsibility? Only at the weirdest times, huh? Suit yourself, then. Maybe I'll take a bit of that responsibility you were shoving onto me. Maybe I'll take it all. You know, for a girl with such an attitude problem and a chip on your shoulder, you sure do have a sensitive body. Single touch in the right spot, and you're squeaking like a mouse. You think I would go easy on you? Just because you won something? No, make no mistake. Love is war when it comes to fighting. I don't lose. So, prepare yourself for that inevitable L you're gonna be taking. What's the matter? Sensitive here? Your sides, your lower back, just begging to be teased. You're full of weaknesses, you know that? Weaknesses you're not going to... counterattack, huh? Nah, you thought you would catch me off guard. But it's not that easy. You're wide open. What's the matter? My tongue through those panties got you in a bunch? You're easy to read, and quite honest. Your words don't match your body, you know that? You could just be honest from the start. You ain't got no defenses, do you? Wide open to touch, to tongue, to taste. Being held by a man much, much stronger than you. Well, how's it feel? Being completely at my mercy? Is it as good as you were hoping? Get on there. Don't forget you started this. Just because I'm ending it doesn't make me the villain, okay? Don't talk such bullshit. What's the matter? Pretty girl, don't got a pretty voice to fight back with. Come on, where'd that fight go? I threw you on the couch and spread your fucking legs. Is my tongue that much of an influence that you fold like a goddamn chair? It's kind of pathetic and kind of attractive at the same time. Damn it. What's that say about me? Oh, fuck you for making me realize that. I'm gonna take it out on your fucking clit. Got that? I'll tell you to be quiet, but you won't be able to soon. That's right. Be loud for me then. Punishment for being a pain in my ass. Tell me how it's too much then. But take it like a good girl. You sure are writhing around a lot. Does my tongue feel that good? I'm sure it does. You couldn't hide it even if it did. Even if you tried to. You're too far gone already and we barely started. That's right. Know your place. If you're gunning for me, you're gonna have more stamina than that. Don't tell me you're already on the edge. How fucking pathetic. You're just all talk. Look at me. Look what you wanted. See my head bobbing like this between your thighs. Spit it fucking out. So that's why you weren't talking. You were putting on a facade, acting like you could hold back. Well, guess what? I won't be holding back. Hope you realize this is your fault. You tempted me. And I won't say my libido's a small one, hell no. I hope you're ready to deal with this. If you're meaning to take responsibility for anything, then why don't you be a good girl and suck my cock? See? Returning the favor ain't so bad. You're not half bad at this. Don't tell me you practiced on it. You didn't even wait to admit it. You already finished the sentence. But you ain't finished that cock. Now get down on it. That's right. Your mouth feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's the best you got. What the hell? That ain't your mouth. I closed my eyes for 1 second, and this fucking brat? How dare you? You slipped my cock inside that fucking cunt. You sneaky little bitch. That tempo is something else. I'll admit it. You're so cute when you're all messed up like this. I can't wait to be the one to put you back together. I swear to God, you're so fucking hot right now. Was this your way of doing things? You want me to put this cute mess back together, huh? Yeah, I'll take you apart, make a mess of you again. Fuck. Your insides are tight. Your voice is seeping out. What'd you think would happen if you jumped on my cock like that? Idiot. Did you think about how big it was? How thick? How much I would stretch you out? Afraid you can't fuck anyone else but me now. That's why I'll keep on breaking you down, making you whole again. Yeah? Cause you won't be able to live without this, baby. Fuck. So fucked up. You look happy. Yeah, you happily getting fucked by my cock, huh? Getting real messed up, huh? You like me putting you back together, baby? Yeah? 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 You like that fucking cock carving into you, yeah? I'll carve my name in your back, baby. You take it so fucking well, yeah? Don't blame me for how hard you're gonna come, yeah? Yeah? Fuck yeah. Look at me, baby. Look at me while you take that cock, yeah? Yeah? Mission accomplished, face? Or are you just too fucking down bad right now? Doesn't matter, babe. I guess you're my mess to fix now. My broken down, little annoying and goddamn addictive little mess to put together again. That's what you are. That's what you'll always be. At this rate, you fucking knew it would end this way. You knew once we got started, chemistry would take us away like this. Or maybe you got lucky. Knowing you and that pesky luck of yours, I really wouldn't put it past you. But damn, you're just messed up, aren't you? Well, that's fine. If that's what you're looking for, then I guess you found me, didn't you? Maybe I have some expectations of you. What then? Still gonna look at me that defiantly? You could, but I'm not so sure you have the guts to. Ain't that right? Keep on looking so smug and see what happens. If you keep that up, maybe you'll get something for it. You have a lot to say right now. Or maybe not at all. I can't tell with this mess that you are. Baby, I'm gonna enjoy making you mine properly. Yeah, that's what you think. And fine. Think it all you want. It'll make you feel like you couldn't with anyone else.